Hare Krishna. Restraint and renunciation are roots to detachment, and bhakti is the fuel. On the spiritual path, there are many different words which are sometimes conflated. Conflated means they are mistaken to be one. There is restraint, there is renunciation, and there is detachment. So restraint can be in Sanskrit it can refer to sanyamya or nigraha. Renunciation is tyaga, or it can be also sannyasa. And the detachment is vairagya, or it can be virakti or asakti. Not asakti, asakti. So Krishna Arjuna asks in the start of the 18th chapter, sanyasistu mahabaho tattvamichhami veditum tyagascha jikesha prithakkeshinishudana. So in 18.1 he asks, Krishna, I want to understand the tattva, the truth about sanyasa. What exactly sannyasa? Sannyasistu mahabaho tattvam icchami veditum. And tyagascha rishikesha. Also I want to know about tyaga. Prithakkeshinishudana. What are the different types of sannyasa? What are the different types of tyaga? I want to know about this. So now in response, Krishna talks about tyaga in the three modes of material nature. So tyaga is actually renunciation. The word sannyasa is usually associated with the renounced order of life. So somebody is a sannyasi, and a sannyasi is expected to be a tyagi. But tyaga can be done in various modes. There's goodness, passion, and ignorance. And Krishna analyzes that in his answer. And there he talks about tyaga, which is done out of frustration. When one renounces because of frustration, then that does not remove illusion. That actually perpetuates illusion. So the important point is that renunciation has to grow organically by purification, by realization, by maturation. Now, when we understand, so what? Let's look at these three terms: restraint, renunciation, and detachment. So, restraint means we have certain desires within us, but we restrain ourselves. We don't indulge in those desires. And some people think of it as suppression, but actually that is just a part of normal, healthy living. Now, we cannot possibly indulge in all the desires that come up within us. We will not be able to function if we start purchasing everything that we see, if we start trying to enjoy every sense object that comes in our way. We'll just not be able to, we don't have the capacity, not just financial capacity, we don't even have the physical capacity to do that. So, sanyamya, or what is called as restraint, that enables us to choose that which is the best for us. That, okay, this is not so important, this is more important for me. So, although this desire is there within me, I will not act on it. So, that is restraint. The desire is there, but we don't act on it. Renunciation means that we put a distance between us and the object of enjoyment. I give this up. Renunciation. And renunciation is an external act of distancing ourselves from sense objects. And it also helps, it can help in preventing us from, in making indulgence a little more difficult. That means if we can recognize that, okay, this object is not so easy to achieve, it is not available right now for me, so let me not indulge in it. So renunciation is the physical distancing from sense objects. But that physical distance can easily be circumvented or covered if one is infatuated with desire for the enjoyment. So in that sense, restraint, when the desire is there to enjoy, and restraint is what helps us when the desire is there to enjoy, and renunciation is what helps us by keeping the object of enjoyment away from us. But because the desire is there, restraint can be overcome. And because the object can be got, or we can go to the object, renunciation can also be ended. So restraint and renunciation are not the ends. They are actually the means. They are the roots. And the root is to detachment. Detachment means emotional non-involvement with the sense objects. That means one has no desire to enjoy the sense objects. Just like a small child who has not yet come to puberty, the child doesn't have any sexual desire. So that's not exactly detachment, but that is an example of emotional non-involvement. So when we become purified, Then when there is detachment, means there is one is no longer infatuated with the illusion that this is the source of happiness. And how, if we consider restraint and renunciation are routes to detachment, then what will move us on that route? That is actually bhakti. It is what will, restraint and renunciation can feel as deprivation. But when we practice the process of bhakti, then in bhakti we invest our emotions in Krishna. And when we are emotionally involved with Krishna, when we are emotionally satisfied in our connection with Krishna, then we don't then our emotions no longer crave to be satisfied in worldly things. And that is why, that is how the detachment, the virakti becomes sustainable. So we need at our stage to have restraint and renunciation in whatever way is practical. But more importantly, we need to cultivate bhakti. Rather than just suppressing our emotions, we need to channelize our emotions towards Krishna. And the more we do that, then the tyaga and the sanyama, restraint and renunciation, will be possible for us. And the virakti, the detachment, will also emerge. Because we will be absorbed and satisfied in Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.